AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the first anniversary of the Capitol riot, President Biden is hammering Donald Trump and Trump's supporters, whom he says try to subvert the Constitution. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the rioters and those who egged them on put the nation itself at risk.
Held a dagger at the throat of America. An American democracy.
But in a forceful speech in the Capitol, he saved much of his criticism for his predecessor, whom he says keeps spinning a web of rigged election lies to soothe a bruised ego.
He can't accept he lost.
And warns the insurrection remains a threat to democracy. Trump shows no signs of letting up. In a series of statements, he revived his false stolen election claims and said his successors trying to distract from his own failures with political theater aimed at further dividing America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney was at the Capitol today. His daughter, Wyoming's Liz Cheney, is one of the few Republicans on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. He was asked about the harsh treatment she has received from some Republicans.
My daughter can take care of herself.
Liz Cheney says the committee's work is important.
The future of the country is at stake.
Right.
And there are moments when we all have to come together in order to defend the Constitution.
Hospitals around the country are feeling the strain of rising coronavirus cases. Ryan Westergaard is the state epidemiologist in Wisconsin.
It wouldn't shock us if we see higher case numbers this week and next week.
A dramatic surge in virus cases has sidelined more than 800 Los Angeles City Police and firefighters. A federal appeals court declined to lift a three-state ban on President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 170 points. This is AP News. The record growth in the service industry eased at the end of 2021.
The Institute for Supply Management's monthly survey of service industries came in at 62 in December. That is down, but from an all-time high of 69.1 in November. Any reading above 50 indicates growth. And the overall index has now grown for 19 consecutive months. Business activity, employment, new orders, and supply deliveries all showed growth, though again slower than November. ISM's inventories index contracted for the seventh straight month, still affected by supply logjams, along with strong demand. I'm Ben Thomas.
Olympic hopeful Dani Loeb says she's optimistic police are able to recover her custom skis, helmet, jackets, and other gear stolen in Atlanta now that two suspects are in custody. But police haven't said whether they've been able to recover the gear. Loeb has a qualifying event next week in hopes of going to Beijing. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.